It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The State Department of Transportation seeks public input in drafting updates to the official state highway map. And these maps, they have a long tradition, guiding travelers in Wisconsin for over a century. As we discuss map making, call in with a question. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Katie Ginther is our cartographic specialist in the State Transportation Department's Bureau of Technical Services. Katie, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. And David Layton is here, the Bureau's Section Chief for Surveying and Mapping. David, welcome back.
Good morning. Great to be back.
So, David, starting with you, the Transportation Department is asking for public input for the 2025 version of the official state highway map. Why does the map need updating?
Well, we're changing how we produce the map. We've done it we went to a digital process about 35 years ago, and technology has changed. So we're changing with the times and updating how we produce the map, trying to leverage some existing maps that we have and be more efficient. And we thought it would be a good time to reach out to the public and take input, you know, since we're changing the way we make the map, you know, maybe there's some other things that we look to change along the way. And it might not just be for 2025. You know, we only have about 10 months left in our production process. So the input we take will carry forward to future editions as well.
What input are you hearing so far?
Katie's kind of the expert keeping tabs on that, but what she's filled me in on, you know, kind of runs the range. We've got some people that maybe would like the map simplified, and we've got other people that have said, you know, maybe leave it the way it is.
Katie, what stands out to you from the comments that are coming in?
Yeah, well, first I'd like to say we're really excited with the amount of responses we've gotten so far. As of this morning, there's been over 700 responses. A lot of really great feedback, people taking the time to sort of write detailed comments of either what they like about the map or what they'd like to see changed. Some common themes are, like David said, you know, the level of detail seems like a highly contested subject on the map. Some people think the level of detail is too much and the print is too small, making the map too hard to read. Others would like to see more detail, maybe some more, you know, bike trails or recreation or other sort of information. So that's so please, you know, a survey and let's sort of break this tie up if it's too much detail or too little.
Yes.
Another another thing we're seeing a lot is the ability for maybe some potential other mapping products as well. People are like, you know what, I love the state map, but I would like to see something maybe at a county level or city level as well.
Okay, so you're trying to strike a balance with the amount of detail and perhaps clutter to the eye and
yes.
And other options for maps. So how do you ensure that a map remains legible?
Yeah, so one of the biggest things with thinking about a print map is the hierarchy of data on the map. So for first and foremost, the state highway map is a highway map, you know, produced by the DOT. So that road data needs to be, you know, hierarchy level one. And so I'm looking at the map and thinking about how I can display and symbolize and use color and font to make sure that that highway data is legible and readable and stands out. And then we start thinking about sort of the supporting layers behind that, sort of points of interest, lakes and rivers, this other supporting information that's on the map, and make sure it doesn't compete, you know, visually with that highway and is more as a point of reference to the public.
Ooh, you mentioned fonts. I'm wondering, do you use like serif or sans serif fonts?
Yeah, so in cartography, one of the ongoing rules is to use the sans serif for political and serif fonts for more geographic. And this sort of divides the information into those two categories just by the font type.
Wow, I had no idea. So like, So sans serif, meaning the fonts that don't have little flourishes at the end, serif fonts having those flourishes. Explain again, you were breaking up just a bit. Explain how you distinguish between the two.
Sure. So for serif fonts, those ones that have sort of more flourishes on them, those would be used for physical features. So we're talking lakes, rivers, mountain ranges, that type of thing. And I think the thought is that they look a little more, you say, organic. So they kind of fit the organic feel of those features, whereas political features such as towns and cities, those get those more static, non-serif fonts.
Oh, interesting. Katie Ginther there, cartographic specialist. David Layton with us, surveying and mapping chief, as we talk about a new draft of the official state highway map. You can join in questions and comments at 800-642-1234. David, map making is traditionally a data-driven process, you know, reviewing where landmarks are around the state. How can public input affect how you draw the new map?
Well, it can affect, you know, what data layers we show, and how much of those data layers that we show. You know, given the scale of the map, you have to filter out some data so you don't show, you know, every lake and river. You know, there's compromises that we make to choose. And so what we're looking for from the public is, you know, how do they use the map? How has it changed? What things might be important for them to see?
And what things might be important for them to see?
Well, you know, I think even taking a step back from just the front of the map itself, you know, there's the mileage log in the upper right-hand corner that gives you, you know, major cities, and you can kind of find the intersection of those cities and find out how many miles it is. There's the index information. There's the city inset maps on the back. There's the information that we produce collectively with the Department of Tourism. You know, really be interested to know, you know, as times have changed, are people still finding those things valuable? Would they like something else to, you know, would they like less city inset maps because they can get that information elsewhere and maybe more other content? Now, that's probably not something that we would implement this year in 2025. But again, we're looking for inspiration, not just for the 2025 map that's going to be published next year, but for the additions beyond that as well.
So as times change, people also change. I mean, it might be that people are growing up without ever needing to actually use a map or figure out where you are or, you know, to plot your course or your mileage logs. What do you think of that?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we want to try to meet the needs of our users, and certainly times change, but I think the map still remains a very popular product. We've distributed around I think 400,000 copies in the last year. And you know, there's times when you still benefit and need a paper map, but it gives you perspective. You can see the whole state at once. Maybe if you're traveling up north, you know, you don't have a good cell signal or GPS signal, or your phone dies, it's nice to have that map there with you.
Katie, do you have insights there why paper maps are still such a necessity when we have maps readily available on our phones and our cars?
Yeah, so I think, you know, cartography has evolved over the years from print cartography to more digital cartography. And we're not trying to, you know, compete with the GPS systems. A print map obviously can't offer sort of turn by turn directions, but people like to see an overall view for pre-planning purposes. You know, plan a trip, it's great to see, you know, an overall view where you can plot, you know, what your trip is going to look like. Another big use of print cartography now is just showing geographic data in a geographic form. So we saw this a lot sort of during the pandemic, where people were mapping the spread of disease in a geographic area, and that sort of helped tell a story much more clearly to the public than maybe just, you know, rattling off the stats. So that's a huge other area of print cartography now is, you know, using it as data to support your story.
I wonder about, like, the topography, the features on the map, like elevations and where water bodies are, because, you know, amid climate change, we've got lakes that are shrinking, lakes that are growing, maybe. How do you navigate that?
Yeah, so we actually are currently working with the state cartographer's office to rebuild a new lakes and rivers layer for the state highway map. The DNR does maintain this data and has a great detailed data source for us to draw from. And we do need to, like, think about drawing this data in every, you know, couple years, because we can't sit here and assume that that information isn't changing.
Katie Ginther is a cartographic specialist with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation's Bureau of Technical Services. David Layton is with us, Section Chief of Surveying and Mapping. Call in with your question. You can add comments on maps, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin's Transportation Department wants public input on shaping the future of the official state highway map. The map has been circulated for generations, and now cartographers hope new technology can improve it. Be part of the discussion at any point. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. David Layton is Section Chief of Surveying and Mapping at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. And Katie Ginther is with us, a cartographer in the department. Katie, Phil from Mount Pleasant called in and asks, how often should you buy a new paper map? When should a map be replaced?
Yeah, so the maps are actually free to the public, so you don't need to purchase them. You can find them at any rest stop or welcome area, or order them directly from our website free of charge. Currently, we update the map every 2 years. So the latest edition was in 23, and the next one will come out in 25. So I would say every 2 years, pick up the latest edition.
David, how significantly does the state's highway system shift between mappings?
Well, you know, I think back 20 years ago, we saw a lot more changes as we were building out some more freeways and expressways. But generally speaking, I think the highway system is pretty stable, but there's always things that we're looking to update and keep current. So there's a lot of little details, a little nuances. Probably one of the biggest things I think that changed in the last edition was cities and villages. You know, we had a new census, so that changed, you know, what cities and villages got shaded in, and it changed the population values that are listed in the index. So there's a lot more that goes into keeping the map updated beyond just the highway system.
And I would imagine you don't ever want people to say, using it, this wasn't on the map. What is this?
Absolutely.
Oh, dear. So, Katie, your agency says it'll be using geographic information system programs for drafting this new map. What are the advantages to mapping with GIS?
Yeah, so currently the map is in computer-aided design or CAD software, and some of the problems with that is that the map exists sort of just as a static drawing. It doesn't lay on top of sort of a geographic structure. So it isn't actually in a correct geographic projection right now. And sort of the live geographic information that is constantly being produced by federal and state agencies can't be directly fed into the map because it's just not compatible. So when we rebuild it with geographic information software, GIS, this allows us to have that framework to allow information straight from those agencies that's, you know, constantly being edited and updated by the experts in those agencies to come directly into the map. So therefore, if someone, you know, in the DNR edits what the bounds of a state forest look like, I can open the map document on my end, and that update will automatically be there. So obviously, this is going to save us, you know, a lot of time and effort in updating and publishing the map in the future.
You have that more of that usability and transferability, but I imagine you have to, this is a really careful, detailed process, though.
Yes, for sure. So this, you know, I started at the DOT 7 months ago, and I've been working on it nonstop and will be until the 25 edition comes out, because there are over 50 layers and 18 inset maps on the map. So each section of information needs to find that sort of data source. We need to refine it to fit the map scale, and we need to filter it out to, you know, the information that's applicable at that scale.
Wow.
So there's a lot of considerations for every single one of those layers, and thinking about how we can best set it up now so that process for future versions can be easier to update.
More seamless. Yes. Let's bring in a call now. Jean in Madison. Jean, hi. Go ahead.
Good morning. I joined a little late, but I just love this conversation, and I absolutely love paper maps. I love books that have maps, and I have maps under plastic on my dining room table, and I have fond memories of sitting in the car on road trips with my family, and my dad would be driving, and I would be moving my finger along the map, whether it was a big map or the gazetteer, you know, for local things, and I would just always love a map. So that's just a comment. Thank you.
Jean, thank you. And I hope you get your official highway, state highway map. David, when did you start to be attracted to maps, and what did they mean for you?
Similarly to our last caller, when I was a kid, I was in the back seat, and we'd go on a road trip, and I'd be the navigator for the car. So I have very fond memories of following along on the highway maps and figuring out where we were and telling my dad where to go.
I remember AAA triptychs, you know, and being able to finally flip to the next page because we were making progress. Katie, when did you become attracted to maps and map making?
Yeah, so I originally was coming from a more graphic design or design standpoint. I always liked, you know, creating infographics and you know, making data more tenable through design. And originally I wanted to do, you know, graphic design or interior design or some other kind of design. I didn't even know about the world of cartography. But when I was at UW-Madison, I realized I had a really strong cartography program. So I thought this is the perfect marriage of my ability to design plus having that sort of data-driven design, and I really like playing with those elements.
How do you feel about maps that are not to scale? Like, let's say you are on a trip and you visit a zoo and you get this map that is totally not to scale.
Yeah, so there are some maps that I think function more as, you know, fun images and that serves a purpose, you know, for example, zoos and kids visiting the zoo, they need to point, you know, to the picture of the hippo and go there. So I don't want to, you know, on what makes a good map.
You're so kind.
Very different purposes.
We're talking about a new draft of the official state highway map and all its layers with Katie Ginther, cartographic specialist, and David Layton, surveying and mapping chief at the State Transportation Department. You can join in with questions and comments along the way. The number is 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. David, as you get out your crystal ball here, how do you imagine the way state highway maps are displayed? How could that change in the next decade or longer?
Well, I'm not a prognosticator, so I'd hate to speculate on something like that. I think there's a lot of history and tradition, and you know, I think we're going to continue to build off of that, but you know, looking for public input. Again, we've got this survey out there for people. It runs through the end of the month, and looking forward to hearing what people have to say, you know, what's important to them, what they'd like to see more of, maybe what they'd like to see less of. And we'll take that as inspiration, both to see maybe what changes we might make in 2025 as we rebuild how we make the map and carry anything else beyond that as well.
Katie, as you look at really old Wisconsin highway maps and think about the maps of the future, what contrasts might you envision?
Yeah, so I think, you know, historically maps were meant more for navigation. And I think in the future, over the, you know, past 100 years, there's been more, you know, tourism elements added. So it becomes more of a promotional tool for the state. So if, you know, driving along, passing into the state for the first time, pick up a map at the Welcome Center, and it sort of is an introduction to the state. So thinking about maybe the map less as navigation and more as sort of a tourist or promotional information, and even like a launch pad to share our other mapping products, or maybe possibly even an interactive version of the map.
So kind of like a gateway to other sources of information.
Exactly.
Yeah. David, is that how you see the official state highway map?
I think it's certainly a good possibility as it continues to evolve. Absolutely.
Well, thank you both for joining us. We appreciate it.
Happy to be here.
Thank you.
Yeah. Happy map making. David Layton is surveying and mapping chief for the State Department of Transportation. Katie Ginther is a cartographic specialist for the State Department of Transportation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.